again, Detective. Guess who? Working late today. Did you find a new clue, perhaps? Some stray fingerprint that I overlooked? Maybe a witness who caught a glimpse of me leaving the crime scene? Or do you just have nothing better to do tonight than sit in the office and go over old case files about me? Oh, which one is it tonight? The New York heist? The Paris con? That fiasco in Budapest? Oh, so close that time, weren't you? And in Berlin? I thought you were going to catch me that time for sure. But no. It was almost adorable watching you discover that I'd slipped through your fingers once again. You have failed to catch me so many times. A lesser woman would have given up by now. I admired that about you. Did you get my flowers this morning? And the chocolates? Good, good. I wanted to send you something nice for our anniversary. Ha ha. Yes, I thought you would enjoy that. 11 red roses, one for each of those case files sitting on your desk. Oh, and very soon it'll be an even dozen. Just wait. Oh, no. This call is quite untraceable, Detective. It's sweet that you will still worry, though. Sometimes I wonder whose side you're really on. Of course, there are sides. On your side are law, order, rules, work, and drudgery. On my side are freedom, beauty, wealth, excitement, and independence. Well, yeah, I'll admit it does get lonely. Never using my real name, never staying in the same place for too long, never able to maintain a relationship beyond a quick fuck in a hotel bedroom or a brief tryst someplace sunny. But, yeah, I have you, Detective. You are always thinking of me, aren't you? Not even the most jealous lover spends as much time and energy tracking their partner as you do me. It makes me feel quite special, you know, this connection that we share. It's an obsession for you, isn't it? Wondering about me, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, where I am and where I'm going next. But you have other questions, don't you? More personal questions. What cologne do I wear? What color are my eyes? What would my arms feel like wrapped around you, holding you close? How would my lips taste, pressed to yours? Is that why you're at the office so late tonight, Detective? Some time alone so that you can think about me? I do hope so. Me? Oh, not much. I just finished a simple lift. Nothing that I can tell you about, of course, other than that it's shiny. Very, very shiny. A special gift for a new friend. She's wearing the piece right now, in fact. Just that. No clothes at all. Can you imagine? You know, the two of you do bear a certain resemblance. I wonder if that's why I was drawn to her in the first place. I was just lying in bed with her, watching her sleep and admiring my new prize sparkling around her neck when my thoughts turned to you. The perky detective always on my trail, relentless in her pursuit of thieves and scoundrels like me. It's enough to make a man swoon, wouldn't you agree? Yeah, well, thinking led to swooning, and swooning led to touching. And pretty soon I could think of nothing and no one else. Oh, I almost wish you were here with me right now, Detective. Oh, I'm sure she would help me out. She has been a very pleasant distraction, but her fiancé flies back this afternoon, which should rather put an end to our fun. For a couple of days, anyway. Oh, no. The risk? It makes it all the more exciting, Detective. It's no fun if there's not at least a chance of being caught. I would have thought you'd know that by now. Tell me, do you ever fantasize about what you would do if you were to catch me? Because I do. Yep. I've thought about it. A lot. For instance, I've imagined you finding me in a hotel room much like the one I'm in now. An expensive suite, fine furniture, a beautiful view, and an enormous bed. You've put all the clues together, you've tracked me down and cornered me, and tonight you plan to pay me back for every humiliation I've inflicted over the years. Every time I've called in the middle of the night just to tease you. Every time I've slipped away and left you with nothing. Every false lead, every dead end. You instruct your officers to wait outside. This is something you want to do alone. I try to say something, to beg or plead or even make a joke, but there's no time for talk. You've heard enough of my voice. You're not interested in what I have to say. You force my hands behind my back and snap the cuffs on. And then you push me backwards onto the bed. I struggle to sit up, but you push me back down. You read me my rights as you unbuckle your belt and unbutton your trousers, pushing them down around your ankles, along with your panties. Shh, don't interrupt me. This is what I imagine might happen. I'm sure you'd never really do anything so inappropriate with a suspect, but a man is allowed to fantasize, isn't he? Indulge me, won't you, detective? Ha, thank you. Now, where was I? I'm struggling on the bed as you step out of your shoes, kick off your trousers and your panties, and finish reading me my rights. I've been so bad for so many years. The lying, the stealing, the taunting. I've been a truly naughty boy, and now I'm going to get what I deserve. You know it. I know it. My body knows it. My cock gets hard as I look at you standing over me half naked. I can't do anything except look. Hands locked behind me, lying flat on the bed, I'm where I belong now, in your power. What are you going to do with me, detective? You move on top of me, straddling me, my legs, and you run your hand down my chest, over my shirt, unbuttoning it, slowly, and inching closer and closer to my crotch, to the huge fucking tent in the front of my trousers. You stare down at me, anger, triumph, and lust in your eyes. I moan and my cock pulses as your fingers brush against it. You laugh at me, at my need, as my body surrenders to you. I can't help it. You're my enemy. You are my enemy. I want to be free. But God, do I want you. I want you, detective. I buck my hips and moan louder when you wrap your hand around my cock, stroking it through the fabric. Oh, you squeeze it so hard, but it feels so fucking good to have you touch me at last. Every stroke, every graze, every caress of your fingertips sends a rush of pleasure through me. I'm rock hard and throbbing underneath you. The bed sheets are soft, but your hands are even more so. So feminine. So talented. The cuffs are tight on my wrists. Uncomfortable. I'm at your mercy now, detective. Caught and restrained. Yours to do with as you please. Of course, you should be doing your job, leading me outside into one of those police cars and off to jail. But not before you've used me, right there on that bed. You crawl up my body. Up over my waist, my chest, until you're kneeling over my face. And this is when I see your pussy up close for the first time. Oh, and it's wet. So fucking wet for me. So fucking needy. The most beautiful pussy I've ever laid my eyes on. I want to taste it more than anything, detective. You slap my face, drawing my eyes back to yours, and you smirk down at me and wrap a hand in my hair, dragging my head up between your thighs. You grind yourself all over me, all over my face, coating me with your juices, using my nose to tease your clit. Smothering me with your cunt, squeezing me with your thighs, straining my neck as you use me so mercilessly. Parts of me try to fight it. You pull away and suck down air, but another part submits. The instant that I breathe you in, taste that scent for the first time. I want to give in. You cloud my mind, make me dizzy with lust. I stick out my tongue, lapping at anything. Everything as you use me, just taking your pleasure. God, I so desperately want to please you. I know I should. You're my enemy. You want to put me in a cage, but I don't care. My body doesn't care. I need to please you. I need to be so good for you. I stop struggling. You push my head down, lower, steering my mouth to your pink little hole. Spreading your legs wider, lowering yourself onto my tongue. And when it dips inside you, and I finally get to taste you from the source, you taste like heaven. Fuck. Do you hear how hard I am, detective? I really do wish you were here right now. I eat your cunt, but you don't get any gentler with me. You lean forward over me, and you keep working your hips, keep grinding them back and forth on my face, riding me, fucking my tongue. Your juice is streaming into my mouth. I swallow them. I lap them up. I moan into you, begging for more. The smell and the taste of you overwhelm me so completely. You're absolutely dripping. My tongue licks along your folds and circles your clit, dipping in and out of you, in time with your thrusting. I want to give you as much pleasure as I possibly can. I want to be so good for you. I want you to come, detective. You reach back and you undo my trousers, pulling out my cock, starting to jerk it, slow and measured. Such a contrast to the way you're riding me. It feels good. Oh, so good. Your soft hand stroking up and down my length. Your thumb teasing the tip. And soon I'm bucking, trying to fuck your hand just as furiously as you're fucking my face. And you oblige me, speeding up, squeezing harder, jerking me. You really know how to work a man, detective. God, fuck, I moan into your pussy. And I focus on your clit, sucking on it and lapping at it, intent on getting you off. And too soon, you're ready, letting go of my aching cock, leaning forward, grinding so slowly now, letting me pleasure you, letting me lick you and suck you and moan into you. The vibrations adding to the stimulation, driving you ever closer to oblivion. I'm left neglected, so needy, so desperate, but your moans are worth it. I know you're so close. I can hear it, hear your breathing change, hear you searching for that orgasm. I can feel you grinding against me so fucking hard, trembling and shaking as you tug my hair so fucking tight, suffocating me between your thighs, keeping my lips pressed firmly to your clit and not letting me pull away for an instant. Come for me, I moan into you, and you fucking explode. You come so hard all over me. You coat me with your juices. They gush all over me, all over my tongue, my face, my chin. I try to swallow as much as I can, licking through your folds, working my tongue into you, savoring every trace that I can find. You have to push me away, keep my tongue off you when you get too sensitive. And you look down at me, in the pale moonlight streaming in through the window. And you see your cum shining all over me. And it's fucking beautiful. I expect it to be over for you to have taken your pleasure and now return to your senses, but all I can think about is my own need. Please. Please take the handcuffs off so I can touch myself. Please, I need to come. I need release. Please, detective, please. But you're not finished with me. You edge back down my body until my cock is underneath you, and you take hold of it, and you guide it into your opening. You wait, holding me there, pressed against you. Oh, and I feel your heat and your wetness against the head of my cock. I beg you to do it, to sink down, to bury me inside you. I try to thrust up into you, try to buck my hips again, but you keep me pinned. You take pleasure in teasing me, in rubbing my cock back and forth against your clit, slapping it against your folds, taunting me each time you press it to your opening and start to sink down, only to pull away again as you start to stretch yourself open around me. Please, please do it. Please fuck me. I need to feel you. I need to fill you. Please. This is how you make bad boys good. I want to be good. Please let me be good for you. Make me a good boy. Make me your good boy. I'll do whatever you want. I'll be yours forever. Just fuck me. Fuck me, please, detective. And finally, finally you do, your pussy enveloping my entire length in an instant, sinking like a stone, impaling yourself. My hips at last allowed to rise up to meet you, pushing me balls deep inside you, stretching you out and filling you up, letting you feel every last millimeter of me. God, you're warm. A perfect fit for my cock, detective. And even though you've come once, you start riding me with such urgency and need, like a woman in heat, determined to come again as soon as possible, not taking no for an answer. Don't I feel good, detective? Isn't my cock so thick and warm and hard for you? A cock worth chasing, right? A cock worth taking. Worth breaking the rules for, You rest your hands on my shoulders and lower your chest to mine, pressing yourself against me, breathing hard, moaning and whimpering in my ear. Oh, fuck. So fucking sexy. And I press my lips to your neck, moaning in reply, kissing you, breathing in your scent, your perfume, your musk. And bucking my cock up into you as you ride me so fucking hard, the headboard bouncing off the wall, your ass clapping each time our bodies meet. God, the sounds we would make together. The beautiful steel loops of the handcuffs dig into my skin, bruising me as I try to break free of them, to wrap my arms around you and pull you even closer, to grab your ass, to squeeze your tits, and to take hold of your hips and pound up into you even harder than I already am. I can't resist marking you in return. I suck on your neck, leaving a love bite as your hips move still faster, one hand between your legs now, rubbing at your clit as you ride me, both of us seconds away. Oh, fuck, I need to come. Keep fucking me. Don't stop. Ride that cock, baby. Come with me, detective. Oh, come with me. You locked me up. You caught me. Now take what you want. Use me. Use my cock. And come. All over it. Make it yours, detective. Make me yours. Come. Come. Come with me. Come with me, detective. Come. Come. Or maybe that's not how it would go at all. Maybe you would take my hand and ask to run away with me. Ask me to save you from your dreary life of law and order and bring you into my world of freedom and beauty. Oh, I have to go now, detective. Room service is here, and I promised my lady friend that we'd spend our last hours of freedom going at it like horny teenagers. I'll be thinking of you the whole time, detective. I promise. Give my regards to the boys and gals in blue, and don't work too hard now. You'll be hearing from me again very soon. Sweet dreams, Detective.